Here's dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. Friday morning. And it's time for You Big Dummy. This is when we take real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. We read them and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Right here on You Big Dummy. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. The Washington State Department of Transportation said a training error was to blame for an electronics highway sign that read, "You suck." That would be the letter U. You suck. A driver posted a picture of the electronic highway sign over Interstate 5 with the message, instead of the world, you, it was just the letter. The word you, it was just the letter. It appeared at 1:37 p.m. Tuesday. The department acknowledged the incident in a statement provided by KCPQ-TV. This was an inappropriate message, and we apologized if anyone was offended. This was due to a training error and clearly a mistake. We are taking steps to ensure that this doesn't happen again, the statement said.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy. You bigger dummy than my dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Dummy two. A suspect fleeing from police in Florida ended up needing their help when he ran into a swamp and sank up to his neck in thick mud. The Pasco County Sheriff's Office said deputies attempted to stop the driver for speeding Tuesday. The vehicle struck nearby deputies during the ensuing pursuit. The driver, identified as Paul Andrew Smith, got out of his vehicle after a short chase, fled on foot into a nearby swamp, the sheriff's office said. Footage recorded a canine's handler's body camera showing that the dog, Knox, locating Smith in the swamp where he was submerged up to his neck in thick mud. The sheriff's office said it took several deputies working together to pull Smith free from the muck. Smith was arrested on charges of fleeing to elude, aggravated assault on law enforcement officer, and violation of probation.
Dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. This story was sent to us by multiple people, including Thomas, Hawk of May, and Derek the truck driver. The first one to send it in was John, who is also our reader. For being our reader, John gets a $25 Lou Malnati's gift card. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumelnatis.com. Take it away, John.
This is John in Georgia for You Big Dummy. A Florida woman who was arrested blamed the cocaine in her purse on the wind. The woman, 26, was one of two passengers in a car that had been stopped for erratic driving. According to the police report, an officer approached the car and smelled an odor of marijuana coming from inside. During a search of the car, the officer found cocaine and marijuana in separate bags inside the purse in her lap. When questioned about the drugs, she admitted that the marijuana was hers, police said. The cocaine was a different story. "I don't know anything about that cocaine," she said, according to the report. "It's a windy day. It must have flown in through the window and into my purse." She was booked into the county jail on one felony count of cocaine possession and a misdemeanor count of marijuana possession. She was later released on bond. And now back to you, Nick.
I knew we'd get that story. I knew it. It happened earlier this week, and I knew it would be here.
Before this game, you was just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy. to the dummy with the black mustache.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy four. Authorities in Texas shared a photo of a car pulled over for having a cardboard license plate instead of a state-issued plate. Constable Wayne Thompson of the Fort Bend office posted a photo to Facebook of a small car with a piece of cardboard in the place of the front license plate. Cardboard plate had license plate numbers and letters printed on it with black marker. Hey, I give them an A for effort, but an F on legal, Thompson wrote. He also noted Texas law requires front and rear license plates, real ones. We've had stories like that before with people faking their license and stuff.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy? And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Five. A Florida man, got two Florida stories here this week. A Florida man ended up in jail after his dashboard camera showed police more than he intended. The Palm Beach Post reports that 25-year-old Xavier Moran was involved in a crash on April 5th. He told a sheriff deputy that he had been cut off by another driver and could prove it with his dashboard camera. He then signed a consent waiver to search the camera. When the deputy reviewed the footage, he saw Moran burglarizing a beauty store. Authorities say the video showed Moran taking a baseball bat from the trunk and someone using the bat to break the glass door to the store. He was arrested Tuesday on burglary charges. Records don't list a lawyer.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy. Dummy.
All right. All right. We're going to take a break. And then we got the news, and afterwards we have to vote. This is a strong week. I got to say, this is a very, very strong week. All right. You Big Dummy will continue with the voting process after we break for the news, which is next. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here. 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Showcase Studio right here on Michigan Avenue. Fly Jams Friday coming up. Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies. All the regular Friday features. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive for Friday. Before the break, we heard all the You Big Dummy stories for the week. So now it's time to vote. Let's do a little recap, and then we'll get everybody's votes here. Okay, we got the Department of Transportation employee who typed "You suck" on an electronic billboard. The guy who got stuck in mud up to his neck escaping the cops. The woman who said the drugs got in her purse because of the wind. The guy who tried to use cardboard license plates, or the guy who gave permission to the cops to see his dashboard camera, which showed him breaking into a store. All right. Dan, this is a good week.
Yes.
Strong, strong. Well, lots of dummies.
I do love the name of the police officer in dummy number four, Constable Wayne Thompson.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic name.
Yes, it is.
I think any other week, the guy who said, "Hey, cops, look at my dashboard camera," completely forgetting he had robbed a business and recorded it, would it be our winner. But you know that wind, man. It's always out to get you.
It's always out to get you. There's cocaine blowing right outside the Showcase studio right now, all in a swirl. It's nothing but cocaine in the wind. There you go. Esmeralda, who are you voting for dummy?
Cocaine tornado, please.
I think that's a new sci-fi series of movies with Ian Ziering.
Cocaine Tornado.
Cocaine NATO. Yeah. I gotta go with the cocaine. Although I have to say, That dashboard camera story is fantastic. I really do. And you're right, Dan. On any other week, if it weren't for cocaine flying around all over the universe into people's purses, I would absolutely pick the guy. The guy who's, yeah, go ahead, look at my dashboard cam. Well, if we get a baseball bat and bust in, into a beauty salon?
Yeah.
I love that story. But we go with cocaine lady in the who was going through a typhoon of cocaine. It's very difficult out there. It's very hard to drive when cocaine is coming out of the sky. It's difficult driving weather. All right. There you go. So that's You Big Dummy. We'll do it again next week. And again, if you want to read a story on there and get yourself some Lou Malnati pizza, find a link to a funny dummy story, send it to us. Say, hey, I'd like to read it. You'll read it. And that's what you do. Shall we begin this? So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb.
Out of context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
There it is. Straight out of context. You know this. People love this segment. So do we. And we help. And we thank you guys, by the way. Always thank you guys for your contributions. Always. Thank you for listening. Thank you to for participating. This Straight Out of Context. This is when you listen 24/7. And whenever someone on this station says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle like a 10-year-old, jot down the date, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com, and we play it back every Friday morning. All right, straight out of context, Dan, shall we begin?
We shall begin. We shall begin with Brian. He heard this one of Andrea Darlis.
Do you know how long it is?
All right.
Carrie in Louisville emailed this one of Steve Cochran.
Anything you want to mention about what you're feeling down there?
Oh, man. That's good. Okay.
Eric sent in this exchange between Andre Darlis and Steve Cochran.
Man.
It's big.
Yeah.
It's big. Yeah.
Okay. What the hell is going on?
Mm.
Ah, boy, that morning show, I don't know, filthy. Okay.
Eric and another Eric heard this one of Dean Richards.
It's about 10 inches.
Now, was that on Cochran's show?
It was.
Of course. So what is Cochran's show dominating this morning? Mm-hmm. Is that what's happening? Good Lord. Okay.
Deanna, Joel, and Gurney, and Johnsburg AJ emailed this one of Wendy Snyder.
So that's why I grunted, because I couldn't get it in there.
You got to be kidding me. Oh, man. All right.
Kevin from Iowa sent in this one of Esmeralda.
What I like about it is that it buzzes.
Now, what were we, because she's not in the hut right now. Was her watch?
Yeah, her watch.
Oh, her new watch. That's what we were talking about. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Kevin from Iowa also heard this one of you.
I have eaten those tacos. Yeah. I knew it as soon as I said it. Didn't I say it like right after?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's not, were we talking about Burger King?
Burger King tacos.
Yeah, the great Burger King deep fried, greasy, crunchy, greasy tacos. Yeah. Burger King. And now, well, that they originated at Jack in the Box.
Okay.
So, all right.
Wild Bill emailed this one of Rokan.
Well, he loves personal touch.
Yeah. You know, Wild Bill contributes a lot. He's a great guy.
He does.
He shows up every month he shows up every month at my film club, every single month. He was here in Pioneer Court when I was inducted. He's a great fan, and he contributes a lot, and he's a very, very cool guy and has a really good ear for the filth on this radio station. I can
Indeed.
Tell you that. All right.
Tom sent in this one of Esmeralda.
Do they do it like once every 300 years?
What was that?
The inductees to the Canadian Hall of Fame.
Oh, we were talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Canadian Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Right,
because Bare Naked Ladies got in, but Saga is not.
Saga's not in. Yeah, see, that's just a crime. That's a crime against nature. Bare Naked Ladies is in the Canadian Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but Saga isn't. Saga should run the Canadian Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They should have been the first inductees. All right.
Brian heard this one of Lou Manfredini.
If you don't put it in correctly, it's not going to work.
Esmeralda missing this. She's not in the hut. She missed the Lou Manfredini. That's a good one. That was a good one. All right.
Another one of Lou from Brian.
It's 8 inches.
Was he on a remote? Yep. Where was he? Do you know?
The Fox Home Center, I believe.
Oh, all right. You can always hear the remote.
Yes.
You know, you can always tell when someone's at a remote because it sounds remote.
Oh, wait a minute now. Hold on a minute.
Black just lit up.
Yeah. Yeah. Esmeralda, did you get to hear? I know you weren't in the hut. Did you hear those last two Lou clips?
I didn't.
Oh, they were good. You'll have to listen to the podcast.
Where can we find that?
At WGNRadio.com, at iTunes. It's free. You can subscribe, and it's automatically delivered to your unit.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. It's delivered to your... Why did I say unit? I have no... Device is what I was saying. Mm-hmm. Not unit. Delivered to your unit. Well, Dan, we got one entry for next Friday.
You may be the Cochran of next week.
Yeah, all right.
Fran emailed this one to Brian Noonan.
I'll take a picture when I'm down there.
No, come on now. I don't want to see that. All right.
Calton sent in this one of Jim Toronto.
I'm a bun man.
Man bun? All right.
Calton heard this one of Dean Richards.
Size matters.
Oh, come on, man. Come on. All right.
Kevin emailed this one of Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness. Oh, I love doing it. I'd help my husband do it all the time.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay.
Mark D. and Aurora sent in this one of John Williams.
It's 1:21. Lots of calls on my wiener.
What?
He was probably talking about his dog.
Oh. Does he have a Dachshund?
He does.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Finally, Joe in Bentonville heard this one of Steve Cochran.
I always got the hump when we were camping in a pup tent.
I'm sorry. Can you please play that one? Could you please play that one again? I have no idea why this one struck me as so funny.
I always got the hump when we were camping in a pup tent.
That might be the best sentence I've ever heard Steve Cochran say. Oh, man, that was fun. I don't know why I found that one. I don't know. I have no idea. Sometimes the weird ones just strike you the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, that's funny. All right, well, that's straight out of context. We're going to take a break here for weather and traffic, and then when we come back, you big dummy, and then the funkiness shall commence for Fly Jams Friday. All right.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
Like us.
Yeah. That's right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing this Friday morning? Yeah, Fly Jams Friday. Coming up, get your requests ready to go. DJ Shagru will spin them. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Right now, though, it's time for Nick D Show Spies. We do this every Friday. What you do is you listen all week, 24-7. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot all the info down. Send it to us so we can play it. NickDShow@gmail.com. All right, Dan, where are we going?
We have four clips this week. Our spies were Peter and Decatur, Tim and Wild Bill. Esmeralda and John Hansen were filling in for Dave Plyer this past Sunday morning. And while talking about the schedule for Sunday, John rightly noted how important Esmeralda is to the radio station.
Since the White Sox have been canceled, we got the regular Sunday programming with Frank Fontana from 1 to 3, right up to Brian Noonan, 3 to 7. I could keep on going forever, wow. Esmeralda. I'm about to get to when you come back to the building.
Yeah, and then I come back.
And that's really what I was aiming towards.
And I just do traffic.
And then, well, you don't just do traffic, Esmeralda. You're a part of those shows. Come on. You're one of the stars of those shows.
Oh, wow.
I listen to you every morning
Thank
when I
you.
Drive into the U.
Wow. Look at that. Esmeralda, you are a star of this show.
I paid him well.
Well, that's the thing. I consider everybody a part, all four of us, to be the show. I know my name's on it, and but it's all four of you guys.
It'd be a very long show title. All our names were in
the
it.
Nick DiGilio, Esmeralda Leon, Dan Shigrew, Vic Vane extravaganza.
Vic Vane and Vic Vaughn.
Vic Vane and Vic Vaughn.
Two different people.
Yeah. See, I can't even. I couldn't get the whole title out the first time. I can't even say it. So anyway, all right. Did you guys have fun filling in as well?
We did. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you got
always
in the future. You any already?
I believe we're in for Matt Bubala next Friday.
Next Saturday morning.
Yes.
So you'll be in for Bubala.
Mm-hmm.
Probably
the 28th.
Cool. All right. That's the weekend that the Avengers Infinity War opens. So lots of people will be in their car driving back from seeing it.
Oh, good.
Because it's going to make $80 trillion. So, they're going to have to make up an amount of money, Esmeralda, because it's going to make so much
money. Wow. We'll have to dress up. I don't know why that would matter to people listening.
Who are on the radio. Well, you guys will be down here, right?
Yes.
So people can come by Michigan Avenue.
Go. We'll cosplay.
That's right.
Avengers characters.
That's right. Who would you be, Esmeralda?
I mean, the go-to would be Wonder Woman.
Well, she's not.
Is she not there?
No, that's
the other
DC.
People.
Yeah, that's DC. This is Marvel. You would say Black. What is it? Black Widow.
Black Widow.
There's not that many women.
No, there are.
Gamora from.
Oh yeah, that would
from
be
from Galaxy Guardians, right?
That'd be so time consuming.
That would
be
really
time consuming. I'd have to paint myself blue.
Yeah. There are a few more, right? Because there are a lot. No, there's a lot of them.
There's the two warriors from Black Panther.
Right. Yep.
The one is his commander.
Yeah.
And then his sister.
And his sister. There is the
you can go
X-Men. There's a lot of X-Men.
Oh, could be Storm.
Yeah. Are they in this one, though? They're not, are they?
They're not.
Oh, okay.
You can go the Thor route. You can go Natalie Portman.
Oh, yeah. Or you can go Kate Blanchett.
Nobody.
Kate Blanchett. You can be the villain from Ragnarok.
Tessa Thompson.
Esmeralda.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Done.
No one would know who I was. I'd have to be like, I'm Tessa Thompson.
She's,
and the thing.
Oh, Tessa Thompson is awesome, man.
I know. What's her name?
I can't remember. What, Dan, you would know.
Good job.
Actually, I haven't seen the movie yet.
Oh, yeah. So. So.
You guys are giving me so many.
Yeah. So many
props
outside.
For that one.
So there you go. I think the ladies in Black Panther are the biggest badasses. They're the ones that
come to mind most.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, I'll look forward to seeing.
I'll
you
be
guys
an
all
amalgam
up.
Of all of them.
All that's right. Pick an Avenger. Esmeralda is pick an Avenger. All right, let's continue with the spying.
Next up, Ryan Noonan and Roger Badish were talking about the Sears closing at Six Corners.
Oh, man.
They also mentioned the Kmart and the cheap clothing you can buy there, and you were quickly mentioned as part of that.
Kmart's are closing, too, but there was one or
now,
there were
Kmart
a couple.
Kmart does have a decent online presence.
If you tell me that you buy suits at Kmart.
No, I do not.
They don't have they
I
just
don't
have
go to Kmart
sizes.
Anymore, even though this, sure. Yeah. Is from Kmart.
Is it? It's a nice seersucker button down.
It's gorgeous.
It's
I have
looking,
three of
yeah.
them, and they don't make this anymore.
Wow.
And I've tried other seersucker shirts.
Sure.
And I don't like the way they feel.
Listen, I'm not above a bargain.
Yeah.
I was bragging one night when I was in for Nick about my $5 flannel that I got at Walmart.
Boom.
You know, like I'm not some snooty clothes horse.
Wow. All right. All right, no mention of my uncle liking to plug in the the blue light special.
Not this time.
Okay,
around.
All right.
Last tour of Patty. We all know Patty's show is also known as Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, and so they started to wonder what our show would be called.
You're listening Pretty Late. What does that mean? It means it's not too late. It's not very late. It's not super late. It's just pretty late. And I don't. What do we call Nick D's show then? I mean, it's Nick D's show. So this is Pretty Late with Patty V, and then later with Nick D. He gets to name his show. I can't name his show. It's not to me, Dr. Kathy.
Not, absolutely,
that's
yeah.
That's his. He's been doing this
I
a lot longer.
Sort of late sounds good.
Sort of late.
Kinda.
Just before early.
Yeah. Kind of a little bit.
Late.
Wow. All right. I'm going to stick with what it's called already. It's the Nick DiGilio show. That's what I'm going to stick with that.
Not the Nick DiGilio show. Esmeralda Leon, yeah. Vic Vaughn, Dan Shigrew show.
Vic Vane.
Don't forget Vic Vane.
He's such an integral part of
he's
the show.
Vic Vane. The reason why is because he's constantly looking in the mirror. That's
oh,
so
I
see. What I, you see what I did there?
Wow.
We must not forget the morning show that has never seen the light of day.
Oh yeah, with foot cheese and an olive loaf.
Which, by the way, we got to move them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We got to move them across the river.
How are we going to?
They've been up there for 6 years
now. Blindfold them. They're like those hawks that can't see anything.
Right.
They freak out.
That's exactly right. You got to cover up the morning zoo team. You got to cover their eyes. They're going to go nuts. All right. What's next?
Our final one, also from Patty. I did not know this, but apparently the traffic hut is only the traffic hut from 2 a.m. on. Before that, it's a traffic shack.
This Esmerald. Oh, Ez is not in her in the traffic hut right now. It's traffic shack. I think it's a traffic hut on Nick D's show. We switch it over to the. It's traffic shack right now, and then it becomes the traffic.
The traffic
hut.
Igloo.
When does it become the love shack? That's what I want to know.
So what? It's a shack when you're on.
I guess
with Patty?
So.
But then you
do so I what, serve? Maybe I shuck oysters
do you,
in here.
Do
and
you?
Stuff?
Do you? I think you're ice fishing. I would like to see you ice fishing.
That would be nice. Yeah, yeah. And I'm
you
listening
know Vic
to Vane
loves his ice fishing.
He comes in here. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. So do you have to? So like what? Around 5 to 2, do you just start changing into a hut?
It starts to transform.
Oh, it transforms automatically.
Yes.
To a hut.
I push a button and everything just whoop, whoop. It all switches up.
Wow. Yeah. All right.